Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hey everyone, before the episode begins, I just want to apologize because my microphone is crazy in this episode, and actually probably all week it was probably crazy, and only realized it right now because I'm traveling and I'm using a different microphone, and I didn't realize I was blowing out my audio with every single excitable moment, including the beginning of the episode where I say, "Welcome to Watch What Crappens." So I'm so sorry that that's something in your ears, and hopefully it'll be fixed by the end of the week. Thanks. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, coming to you straight from my childhood bedroom. This is a Crappens On Demand episode, so if you're watching, you can see, for instance, all the stuff my parents have loaded into here, like an exercise ball and a mat and other stuff. So that's a special bonus. And joining me is the one and only Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. That is an odd room. I think I should remove myself because I want to ask what that speaker thing is hanging off the wall. Is it a speaker?
So that is actually a light. It's dead. It's a dead light. But when that was my light growing up.
Well, how cute.
It's sort of facing spotlight, the wrong way. Figures. It's a spotlight, but it's aimed at the ceiling right now.
Figures, but you have a spotlight over your bed, and little did they know you'd have a cabaret only fans as an adult.
I've always been in the spotlight. Yeah, we have a spotlight here. This lamp, I don't know where this lamp came from. Maybe it was like from my grandma's house. Like this bedroom has slowly become more and more cluttered with stuff as it's just become a receptacle over the past 20 years of things from my parents. So there's just all sorts of stuff in here. The operating space I have on this desk to podcast from is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. In fact, let me show you guys that I have my microphone is currently balanced on two board games and a textbook, and it's still not high enough. So I'm crouching this entire video like this.
Yeah, you're going to do an impersonation of me this entire video.
How are you, Ronnie? Big news in the world of Bravo that broke since yesterday.
Oh, there sure is. There is big news. The Heather. Okay, well, we'll talk about the Beverly Hills stuff later.
Is there other big news?
Well, the Beverly Hills stuff was pretty good. The Beverly Hills documentary that came out about Erica Jane was pretty good. We'll talk a little bit about that on Beverly Hills. But yes, for Orange County, yes, Miss Fancy Pants is coming back and everybody's happy. Like, do you guys not have a fucking memory of what happened with Fancy Pants on this show? She was a total dick. Okay.
Yeah, that's why people are happy, because she was like, she brought dick energy, you know? You know, people also
big
love
dick
this
energy.
Big dick energy, big house dick energy. First of all, I think we're just all excited to truly see the house in a proper way. You know, I don't watch Botched because I'm not inherently interested in terrible plastic surgery and then watching surgery and then watching it be like still botched, but like a little less botched. So I don't watch it. So I don't know if their house has been revealed on that or not. It probably has. And I definitely watched some awful like tease that they did online a few years ago. I'm ready for a proper Bravo reveal of the house. That house exists only on Bravo to me, and therefore I shall only see it revealed on Bravo.
I'll go to a damn mall if I want to see that house. I don't need to see their stupid mall house. Get out of here.
I'd be happy to go
to
mall,
I wonder if Claire's Boutiques disclosed in their mall house too, or just the real malls.
I think it's smart for them to bring Heather back because the show has honestly, it has really struggled since Heather has left, which I hate to say, but it's true. Someone on our Discord channel actually made the argument that the show started to decline when Kelly was cast. So that works out well for them as well, because Kelly got fired. Well, we assume she got fired. I don't think she walked away, but I think we have to.
Oh, she got fired. Yeah, she got fired. Yeah.
I don't know if it started to go down when Kelly was brought on, but I think when Heather left, that's when we got Lydia and Peggy. Although I've always felt like Lydia was a little underrated. She was on two terrible seasons.
No, I don't agree with that. Andy agrees with that because he said that many times and he tried bringing her back again. I don't agree with that about Lydia. I think she was a good fire for sure.
I will always respect the fact that she stood up to Slade. I really like that. And I just think that it was a bad, bad, bad season that she was on. Like, it was really bad. And she didn't help her, like, snip snip party thing. Didn't care for it. But, the other news is that, Kelly is gone. Elizabeth Farkas is gone. Unbelievable. Hypocritical. I'm out of the show.
Unbelievable. Hypocritical. Yeah, she was on her Instagram live the other day, which I only saw because somebody posted it on Facebook. But she was on there and she's like, gosh, you'll never believe it. We've got great news coming. Not today, gosh. Not today. But it's coming. Probably in the next couple of days. Great news. I just can't. And so everybody's like, oh, God, they're bringing fucking Elizabeth back. But then she didn't get brought back. So yeah. I don't know if there was like some last minute refiguring or doing whatever. Mm. And also, Kelly had a big thing this week. Well, I don't know how big. I thought it was funny. But some girl is on vacation, and she yes. posted on Juicy Scoop, Heather McDonald's Facebook. She posted, hey, scoopers, I'm doing my Christian service here, which is, I don't know, a thing they say, I guess. And she said, and I'm posting because I met Kelly Dodd, and we're on the beach, and she's been so nice to me, and Rick is so nice to me. And, I mean, she's hammered. You know, she's on the beach, and she's watching Real Housewives of Orange County videos or something on Instagram and whatever, and she takes a picture and posts a picture. So somebody took that picture and then sent it to Kelly or sent it to Rick Leventhal, apparently.
Oh, God.
And then Rick showed Kelly. People, seriously. And then so Kelly goes off in typical Kelly fashion and is like, fuck you! Fuck you! You called this being a good Christian? I was trying to be nice to you! No good deed goes unpunished! No! And freaks out on her Instagram page. Yes. And so then that becomes news. And it's like, Kelly, you're casting news is being announced this week, and this is when you do that. So I don't know if they had some refiguring, if they're like, I don't think we could deal with Kelly for another year. This is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
I'm actually a little surprised. I thought Kelly was going to get re-upped, despite the fact that she has often problematic views these days and she gets into fights online and she, you know, I mean, I'm just shocked because she was the only black cast member on OC. So I just thought Bob was looking for more diversity.
I'm black!
I'm black! You're going to fire the only black cast member of this show? But I thought they were going to keep her on because she's so polarizing. She still has a huge amount of fans and she's Kelly Dodd, you know, but they didn't.
Well, and you can't have the Little Mermaid without Ursula. You know, it just doesn't make any sense. And I get, like, if you're gonna fire people because, you know, their views were controversial and stuff, okay. But you also have to think of entertainment value. And I'm not saying don't fire Kelly Dodd. Fire Kelly Dodd. What the fuck do I care? Like, it doesn't affect me. But don't keep Elizabeth and, not Elizabeth, Emily, yeah, Gina and what's her buns, Badwig. Yeah. Don't keep them. They're terrible. They do nothing. Like, we feel for Gina because she's gone through stuff. Okay, I feel she's not entertaining. She has a tiny house.
Gina's
Emily, like, what are you doing? What are you thinking over there?
Yeah, I don't. That's what I don't understand. So, also, Bronwyn was let go.
Bronwyn, yeah.
Yes, I was actually a little surprised about that. Oddly enough, I like Bronwyn. I like Bronwyn. I think she was a disaster. I thought she was a full-on disaster. But I liked her on the show. I actually thought her first season was good. That was the season when there's all the rumors of the train. That was actually a good season. That was, I think, the only good season we've had since Heather has been gone. Although still a lot of people didn't like it. I actually think that they should have kept Bronwyn and gotten rid of either Emily or Gina or both. Emily and Gina, it's funny because with Emily, I'll watch her scenes and I'll be like, I like Emily. And I feel like every season I'm convincing myself that, like, she's turned the corner and that, like, I really like Emily. She's really funny. She's actually a really good housewife. And there's a lot of things about her that are very relatable, that she is funny. And so when you watch, you're like, oh yeah, she's good. But then in the off season, you watch all these far superior franchises and housewives, and then the thought of Emily, you go, I'm not sure about
well,
that.
Well, if she was the one Emily, right? If she was, by the way, I have a zit on my nose. It's making me crazy. I keep staring at it. If she was the only person who was like kind of boring, but giving funny diary room sessions, which is what she does, like making fun of the cast behind their back. She's good at that. And I don't hate her. And I think if she was the only one doing that, she would be perfect, but you can't have her. And Gina, who that's what Gina does. Like, she doesn't really do anything except comment on everybody else. You've got Shannon, who's crazy, but they need more. You can't have three terrible people.
I mean, hopefully Shannon will react off of Heather. I actually think Heather brings an energy. I like her snooty energy on this show. This show needs someone snooty. It's sort of like, you know, without her, I think the show's been a little unmoored. I hate to say this, everyone. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. These are hard words to say. But, you know, you can't really relish the trashiness if you don't have... You have to sort of... Not that... By the way, not that Heather is trashy, too, but she thinks she's not, and she's snooty about it. So you need to have, like, a snooty, so that way you can see the trashy, right? Like, you can't have... Like, you need... Otherwise, it's just trashiness in a vacuum. And if trashiness in a vacuum could be... high end for all we know, because there's nothing to compare it to. So we need like that
right.
spectrum.
But why
behaviors.
Her? Like, why does it have to be a retread? It's like needing dick and going through your phone and getting some old dick, and then you go back to that old dick and you're like, why am I back with this old dick? There are plenty of dick in the Dixie. There's plenty of dick.
Well,
there's dick everywhere. It's like Orange County. There's plenty of trashy people with too much money, like that are crazy. You can go get them. Why are we retreading?
You know what? Because I think that the show has not had a great track record over the past few years of finding new faces. Well, they find new faces all the time. Literally.
Literally just on the same people.
No, but like they haven't. I think they wanted to go. They want. There's since they're getting rid of a bunch of people. I think they want to have like one, you know, known entity. Plus also like we spent a lot of time in Gina's like one bedroom. Or like it was her, like it wasn't one bedroom, it was like two bedroom condo. You know, and there was like all this talk about we can't shame her because she's trying her best and we're all being so good. Like, you know, she's like a mom and she's working hard and we all get that and everything. But I think secretly we're all like, yeah, but we're also watching The Real Housewives of Orange County. Can we like see something that's not just like all the
right,
places?
Right, this
that
isn't Roseanne.
Yeah. So this isn't TLC. So now I think Bravo's like, okay, so we respect what's going on in Gina's life, but we will also now give you excessive wealth because it's been kind of like draining out of the show. And not just from Gina, it's just kind of become very, very suburban. And so I think Heather gives them lots of pizzazz.
I don't know. Meet new people. That's what I say, casting. There's a lot of people. Make an effort. This is boring. This is lame.
They have to add new people.
I hope
so. Getting rid of three people. They're getting rid of Elizabeth Vargas and, you know, and Bronwyn. And so,
it's funny. I actually did kind of feel for Bronwyn. Not really Elizabeth so much because she was brand new and stuff. But Bronwyn, nobody's even posting about Bronwyn. It's just all Kelly. Kelly got fired. And Fancy Pants is coming back. You don't really see a lot of talk about Bronwyn at all, you know. So. Yeah. You know, I don't, you know, I just, yeah, I couldn't listen to her anymore. So I am glad that they fixed that. But I don't know, guys, make an effort. Get some new crazies. There have got to be crazies out there. Find them.
Oh, there
okay?
will be. Listen, Orange County has gone through, you know, people forget Orange County's been on so long that this is not the first time they've gone through a slump. I feel like they had like a strong period when Gretchen first came on for like two or three seasons. They had a strong period. And then kind of like the Alexis Bellino era, even though Alexis Bellino was hilarious, that was like during the Peggy Tannis and everything. That was a few seasons of it was pretty dull. And then they found Shannon, and then we had like four excellent seasons of Shannon, and then Megan King Edmonds came on, but then she got pregnant and became awful and all that stuff. It was four excellent seasons, and then we've had like four like mediocre seasons. So who knows? Maybe the pendulum's going to swing the other way. I always hold out hope for Orange County. Like literally every year the trailer comes out and I'm always won over by the trailer and I'm always like, yes, it's back. And it's been disappointing. But again, I really like the quote unquote train season. I thought that was a really good season.
Well, all these seasons, and that's so true for all the Housewives, they're all classics 2 years later, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we talk about this a lot with Real Housewives of New York, when it was the Heather, Aviva, and Carol Radziwill season, and they fired half of that cast, and everybody was like, I will never watch this again, that was terrible. And then you look back on it, and you're like, whoa, those were classic seasons. I mean, that season in particular had so many classic moments in it. And you don't really appreciate anything until it's gone, guys. Just like in life. Okay.
Just like Heather Dubrow herself, okay? And let's never forget that Heather and Shannon got into a fight about a chair at a restaurant, okay? And for that alone, she deserves a literal seat back at the table.
I was looking through a lot of clips because we're trying to do a lot more on our Instagram these days. Plug it. Go follow it. So I was looking for, like, perfect Heather clips with Kelly, you know? So I'm, like, going through all these clips on the old internet, and I was cracking up. I mean, there were a lot of really funny moments, like that cake when she's like, that girl molested my cake. And then that drunk girl, Sarah's like, well, I don't know why. I didn't like do nothing to the cake. She's like, get out of my house right now. You monster. So I think we'll have fun recapping it, but yeah, pretty big news.
And don't forget, Heather Dubrow coming back means the return of Claw Hands.
You do not get to tell me what to do.
You don't. Was it Claw Hands or Crab Hands? I think it was Crab Hands.
I think Crab Hands? I don't remember.
Why would it be claws? Crab These aren't claws. These are more crabby. These are Crab Hands. I think they're Crab Hands, but I think we started calling
crab
them Claw
Hands.
This is another.
I think because I'm thinking of it like the I'm thinking of it like the stuffed animal claw machine that comes down and grabs things. I don't know. Tong hands. Should we call them tong hands?
No, I mean, we just keep calling them claw hands. We've called them claw hands, but she basically talks like she's like a little crab, little pinky
yes.
being like, I need you to leave my house now.
Yes. So or like a mom with a lot of, you know, open chips around the house, like little chip clip hands.
Or a very precise flycatcher. So, by the way, if you want to see our claw hands / crab hands, go to patreon.com/watchforcrapins and sign up for Crapins on Demand. You can watch all this madness. But for right now, let's enough Orange County. Let's talk about the real star of the show. The real deal here. It's Real Housewives of New York Day, guys. And so now we are going to pivot here. And where we left off, Leah was screaming at Heather. Basically because Heather thought that it was crazy that Leah wasn't going to be voting. So Leah was having a meltdown. And so we're back here, and Leah has just thrown flowers at Heather in the limo and being like, you're such a fucking, don't call me a bitch, blah, and like stormed off.
Yeah, which on Shaws of Sunset would be an attempted murder charge, by the way. So she comes out of the van and stalks inside, and she's like, she needs to turn it down. She's such a fucking loser. What is psycho, like screaming and yelling when she is the psycho. Obviously. And Sonia, I love how all the aunties of this show, all the older ladies, are like, oh, that's just Leah.
Yeah,
just let her blow off some steam.
She's in what's the word for it? I don't want to say it's not furious, it's not. In a bad mood. What is the word? I believe it starts with an A. I'm sure it will come with me. But she's that kind of woman. So
what's her buns? Heather is just sitting in the bus alone. So she comes back inside to see what's going on. And Leah's ranting and raving. And she sees her and she goes, and here she comes. Hello. Like Heather's spying on her. And Heather just says, you can't scare me away, Leah. I don't care. Okay? I don't care. You can't scare me away.
Yeah, and Luann's like, well, Victoria and Nicole are waiting for us, and we can't ever let Nicole and Victoria wait. I mean, what if Kurt were to show up and we weren't there? I mean, we have to go. Let's go. I mean, hey, Leah, what about a vow of silence? How about a vow of silence? Sometimes my audience does that for me at my own show. Why don't you give it a try?
And then Leah, in typical Housewives fashion, just drops it. She's like, oh, I guess I'm going to go because, like, it's really important to Luann, you know? Like, I mean, I can't ruin event that I'm not at, so if I'm gonna ruin this entire trip, I better show up for the final event to ruin it.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, Luann feels bad for Heather because she's like, well, you know, it's not about Heather, it's about what Leah's going through, which is a dark, sad moment for her family that she is choosing to ignore so that way she can partake in a 5-person pageant on TV. All right, girls, let's go.
Yeah. So they start to board the bus again, and Heather is doing that thing we all do when we don't want to, like, scream or yell or cry, and just starts, like, swiping through her phone with a big smile on her face, like, just getting through some really, really important yummy tummy texts, okay? So she's doing that, and Leah starts again. They're all on there now. She goes, okay, now I just want to know, like, what I said about you, because I want to know if, like, I'm overreacting to this. And Ebony's like, oh, no, no, no. I misspoke, you know. I thought Heather was basically saying that it was irresponsible for an able-bodied person not to vote. I mean, did you say that? She goes, well, no, I never used the word irresponsible. Who cares what word you use? It's true what you said. And everybody says that to their friend who's like, I'm not going to vote.
Yes.
You say you have to vote. That's what we do in this country. Even if you don't like it, you go fucking vote. You think I like to fucking vote? No, I think they're all a bunch of morons too, but I still have to do it.
Yeah. You
know? And when I said I didn't want to vote one time, you guys all yelled at me on this show. So I know. I know you're not going to argue with me now because I've been a Leah.
Yeah, and you just do it. You do it because even if you don't like the candidates, I'm sure there's one thing that at least one of them is for that you're down for. So at least vote for that thing. Well,
yeah, and even if you don't want to vote, you can't be mad that someone's telling you you should vote. It's your responsibility. It's like a normal thing to say. She's acting like Heather killed her child or something. You know?
I know.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So they're, you know, Heather's like, well, I didn't use the word irresponsible. And Ebony's like, then I own that. I own that. My bad. So Leah says, well, the last thing I need right now is for anybody to talk to me about politics. My grandmother's dying. That is what I'm thinking about. My grandmother is dying. How dare you?
I'm like, listen, I think it's incredibly sad. Incredibly sad and tragic that her grandma's dying, but also, like, why are you here then? Why are you on this trip right now? You should be with your like, I'm not gonna say you should be with your family, you should do what you want, but also, like, but you're seeing all this stuff, like, if it's clearly weighing on you, so just go be with your family right now.
So, and stop starting fights and dragging your dying grandmother into it, okay? She's got enough going on without being dragged into your crap. You know, her grandmother's, like, on her deathbed going through her Instagram, people cussing her out. Like,
yeah,
Leah's being a bitch. Like, so Leah just mentioned you again. Leave her alone, for Christ's sake.
So Leah's basically like, you know, she's like, well, I'm sure I came from a good place and I apologize for losing it. And Heather's like, I understand, Mama. I have a lot of compassion for you over it. A lot. And we're going to leave it at that. And she sort of, like, looks down at her knees with that look that says, and we're going to discuss your report card tomorrow. You know, like,
yes,
we're going to drop this fight and we'll fight about your grades later.
Yeah, there's no lower disc coming from Heather than, I have compassion for you. Like, that is, it's like, ooh, ouch. So Sonia's like, you know what? Here's how I think about it. Sometimes you just gotta vent. You don't need a rhyme or reasons, and your girlfriend should stand by you no matter. Yeah, well, of course you think that, lady who just, you know, waved a knife at somebody and screamed your head off in the middle of a restaurant 2 days ago over Wells Fargo accounts.
Okay? Yeah, exactly.
Of course. Sometimes you just gotta vent.
Sometimes you just gotta vent. I'm like, she's like, I mean, operating on like 5,000 BTUs, Sonia, because she is venting a lot. So they get to the place and they meet Hank as the MC and he's Luann's friend and he's like, I hope you're ready to party. What?
Is the Frederick face now the new thing that got gay guys are getting in plastic surgery? Who goes to the filler and says, make me look like Frederick Eklund? Okay. Stop it.
Does.
Stop it, sir.
I had a dream last night that Josh Altman left Million Dollar Listing LA because he decided to move to Massachusetts. I don't know. It's such a specific dream. And I was like, that's funny. Like, I don't know why that's I dreamt that.
Such an odd Zillow dream.
It was like, I wasn't interacting with him. It was just like a thing. And I was like, wow, I never would have thought that he'd given up that TV show to move to Massachusetts. But I guess that's where he's from. But he's not from there, I don't think. So, like, it was just a very, very specific gossipy dream. False gossipy dream.
Like, yeah, low voltage gossip.
Like, the worst,
Altman moved to...
Dude, the kind of worst dream ever.
Somebody like, moved.
Not even an interesting fanfic. Like, it's not even like, Luann was my teacher growing up. It's not that. It's like... Oh, did you hear about Josh Altman? He moved to Massachusetts.
Well, I've told you, one of my worst nightmares is where I'm just walking around all night aimlessly. Like, that's like the most boring nightmare ever. Okay, so we get to this Frederick Face place, and everybody, Nicole and Victoria are there, and Luann's made sashes for everybody for their 1970s beauty pageant.
Yes. You know what? The sash is covering my cleavage. I want to show my cleavage, okay? I worked hard on this cleavage, okay? My cleavage looks good, okay? I'm sorry. You know what? It reminds me, Ronnie, guess what? It reminds me this one time.
What?
A little girl, okay? And I was walking around, and I was wearing a lovely little dress. And then my father's friend, Geraldine Parsons Smith, came up to me and said, "You look ugly. You should just wear a burlap sack from now on. Because why even show anything?" And you know what? For many years, that's all I wore was a burlap sack. And then I met my Prince Charming, and he kissed me on the lips, and his name was Mario. And since then, I always show off my cleavage, okay? I'm sorry, but that's the truth. And that's the story of my cleavage.
The legs are covered, so I've got my breasts, okay? Frederick Face is like live and in color. So we're starting the pageant. And it's the Miss New York pageant, and all the girls will, one of these girls is going to be chosen for Miss New York. So Miss Southampton is up first.
Your MC, Sasha.
Is that a pun?
Cerise Jackson Jordan presents Miss New York, 1970.
So, yeah, Ramona does a very Ramona modeling, you know, when she walks out. She's very, like...
ageless. This pageant is Ageless by Ramona, okay?
Like she's on shoulder and neck voguing as she walks down.
I call that the sparrow. Or the parakeet. Little bird, just looking around. And then, so Sonia is Miss Upper East Side, and Luann is Miss Sag Harbor, and Ebony is Miss City Hall, which is technically a specific building, not a neighborhood, but that's fine. And just saying, okay, sorry, I'm sort of a maven with real estate, okay? And then Heather is Miss Upper West, and Leah is Miss Downtown.
So, these ladies have been working tirelessly on their special talents. Let's see Miss Sag Harbor. And Luann has her baton. And, you know, the audience is basically Luann. So they're cheering a lot. I'm not really sure what's happening with that baton, though. Are you? I think she was just doing this.
She's going back and forth. She's like, and then, well, she had a really good move at the end where she sort of brought it forward and backward. She's like, "Well, I'm sorry. I would hate if any executives at the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade were watching. I hope they're not looking for a grand marshal. I mean, just dropping hints. I mean, who am I? Just some small, unknown cabaret legend. Hit it, boys. Devil stick, twirl, devil stick. Thank you."
But did she even have any twirls? I just saw this, like...
She had Ben Mandelker devil sticking, which is that, where things go about 180 degrees, then you rotate it backwards, and you then are like, Mom, look.
So then Miss City, oh no, we've already done that. Why did I write? Okay, I'm on the wrong part of my notes. Okay, so then Sonia is just taking off her clothes because that's Sonia. And I was actually surprised that she didn't turn that into her special talent.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to give up miming and just going for, like, get naked. Yeah. But instead, she's changing into her mime thing so she can come on and support Ramona, okay?
Yeah, so then Ramona comes out to talk with Hank, the announcer, and he's like, "All right, lady thing, where are you from?" She's, "Well, you know what? My talent is that, you know, Luann is very impressed with my arms. In fact, so are all 50 of my special girlfriends. They all love my arms. That's why they got me a nice bag, because they want something to hang from my beautiful arms, okay? So I'm going to show everyone what it's like or why my arms are so good, okay?"
And then she proceeds to do push-ups. She lifts those Ross Dress for Less weights that we see for $5.
Aerobics.
And then just keeps going. And then she gets down on the ground and starts doing push-ups and keeps doing them. She does 40.
I haven't been this impressed since Jack Palance did them on the Oscars.
And Leah says, "I have no idea how this woman does it. I mean, Ramona basically consists of rosé and muscle."
You know what? I hate to say it, girls, but you know what? I'm kind of ageless, okay? And sometimes my best friend slash daughter, Avery, and I, we sit together and we do push-up contests. That's how I stay so toned, okay?
So then Leah is doing hula hoops on her arms. That's her talent. Yep. And Luann's being very supportive. You know, she's like, you can do it. Have faith. Just have faith. I believe in you. And I was like, well, you know what? Now it's not only a grandma who believes in you. Luann's pretending to, okay? Otherwise, you have nobody, nothing. Nobody even likes you, okay?
Leah, you're doing a great job with those hula hoops. I mean, will you be made into an iconic gift that gets spread far and wide across the internet? Probably not, but good job.
So Heather comes out and her talent is cheering, and she does the be aggressive thing. Yeah. And Lee and Ebony are behind her, and Lee just goes, what is that even from?
Like, Leah, Leah, it's kind of a standard cheer thing. Sorry, you were raised in a city.
And Ebony's like, I think she just made that up. She was on YouTube looking for things. Like, did they not have cheerleaders? But listen, I ditched every game in school, and even I know be aggressive. Okay.
Yeah.
So then Ebony comes out to do spoken word.
Yes.
Of course.
And she's like, the black woman has had to have a greater lens on society than about any other group, and we have had to understand white men, white women. We've had to understand ourselves. And when black women win victories, all of society benefits. And they're like, yay, all right, back to double sticks.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
I mean, they're like, wow, that wasn't stupid. They're like, that wasn't stupid, so rethink. And Ramona's like, whoa, this is a beauty pageant, okay? We're supposed to have fun. Can we just, you know, can we have fun one time, guy?
Oh, do we get to use spoken word? Okay, great. The Hamptons woman is one of the strongest women in Long Island. She has to go to grocery stores that are fancy and spend extra money and then go to wine tastings at night. It's a lot for one woman, but she gets it done. Thank you. This has been my spoken word, okay?
You know what? The Hamptons woman has to deal with finding out about things on page 6. People complaining about the lower level. And then the help not doing what you want when you ask them to do it, guy. Thank you.
The Hamptons woman has to deal with a life of luxury, and that can be hard because if you have to go to Berkshire's, it's just not as nice. And the Hamptons woman has to get an air conditioner for an air conditioned house in the Berkshire's. And then sometimes you have to catch a flight down to Mar-a-Lago. It's a hard time, but that's what the Hamptons woman does. She gets it all done, okay? Thank you.
So then Sonia comes out and mimes, and of course, in typical Sonia fashion, it's she's playing charades.
She's charades. I was like, that's so not mimes. Like, that's not miming. She's three like, words. Three I was like, words. No.
First get, word.
It's first called staircase.
Love.
Staircases and elevators, Sonia. Staircases and elevators and glass boxes.
They're guessing, and so it's Mary, and then she like takes her, you know, the handkerchief that she was using to pull out of her hand. She was going to learn that magic trick, and instead she just starts like pumping it out of her vag, and they guess Mary fuck kill.
Yeah, and then so now it's time for the
you ask Sonia for a talent, and of course she's pulling stuff out of her vag. I mean, this show, you've got to give it credit for consistency.
So then second runner up is Miss City Hall, Ebony. First winner up is Miss Sag Harbor. And Luann goes, it's so rigged. It's so rigged. This is bullshit. Wink, wink. And then the winner is Leah. And at first I was like, how did Leah? I can't even believe I even cared, but I was like, how did Leah win this? And Luann's like, well, it is rigged. I told Hank, let's give Leah a win tonight, because God knows she has nothing but loss in her sad life. She needed it. But I'll still be number two. Make sure I am the runner-up. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I'll also be sure to announce on national television that I did rig it. So she can't even take the credit for the win.
I know.
So that's Leah's perfect. Speech is... Go ahead.
No, I was going to try to make some connection to... the election, like, it was rigged all along. So anyway, because it's an election episode, okay? Trying to make topical humor. You know what? This is the burden of the Hamptons woman. Thank you very much for hearing my spoken word.
So Leah gives a speech, and she's like, I just want to take time out to, like, own my bad actions a few times this weekend. But, like, I want to thank my friends for, like, getting me through it. Like, so no apologies. None. Zero apologies. Okay, that's an interesting choice. Okay, so now we should talk about this stuff that's been happening this week on social with these crazy housewives of New York.
I don't know.
So
this is new to me.
Okay, so after last week's authentic or you're so articulate comment, and then Heather left the room, and then Ebony was like, and that was a microaggression too, by the way, and they laughed or whatever. So online, you know, Heather was writing on Instagram or whatever, and someone commented and said, Ebony is really a race baiter, and you were totally nice in that conversation, and blah, 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 blah. And Heather wrote back, she commented, I agree with you. Whoa. And blah, 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 blah. So that went crazy. It was all over the place, and people were like, fuck Heather, including me. And people were like, fuck her. What is wrong with you? Like, how do you act one way on TV, and then you call her, you agree with somebody who's calling her a race baiter or whatever on Instagram? That's bullshit. And I'm just bringing it up because Heather was on Watch What Happens Live last night. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I guess they gave her chance to speak out. And so she was on there, and she claims that it was an accidental response to a different comment, and that it wasn't that at all. And I've talked to Ebony, and we had a great conversation about it, and everything's great. We
Did
had
you
a very,
it?
You know what? It was a very learning conversation. It was a teachable moment. And Andy just kept going, teachable moment. We had so many teachable moments this year. God, so great.
I watched the first like 2 minutes of Watch What Happens, and they talked about the articulate comment. And she said she talked to Ebony over the weekend about it. And he's like, yeah, it could be a really good teachable moment. Ah. So did they basically said the same thing again?
Oh, Andy said teachable moment 30 times. Okay. He was like very excited that Real Housewives of New York is now teachable moment.
Did she take that down?
Sorry, I lost Ronnie
lost something down there. There's Bueller. He's revealing Bueller. There's Bueller, just watching.
I lost a spring in my pen. And what's life if you can't, like, click a pen over and over?
I hate when the spring in a pen gets out. It's like...
I do, too.
It's like when I had hamsters growing up, and, like, every now and then a hamster would escape the cage, and you have to, like, stop. Like, you go into, like, emergency lockdown to find the hamster, and, like, I feel like that's what happens when a spring gets out of a pen. It's like, everyone stop, there's a spring loose. Because when the spring isn't in the pen, it's a very depressing experience. It's like you press the thing
also,
down and it doesn't come back up.
You're again. Welcome. You're welcome for those love handle shots everybody.
I think I now do a weekly monologue when you get distracted with things.
I know. I'm sorry. I have problems. Okay. So, yes. He said teachable moments a million times. And when it came to question, you know, that show, whenever they try and do something serious, it cracks me up because it's like, hey, whose boobs do you think are better? Other guests is not Heather. Okay, great. Heather, what about your racism this week? Let's talk about that. Hey, who has the bigger penis? Other guests is not Heather. Heather, you're a racist. America hates you. What do you have to say about it?
Did it seem like she was just coming up with a story to cover her ass, or did it feel like she really was like,
it's in total Heather mode where you don't really know because she says everything like this. You know, she's like, Andy, that was it was a mistake. I was replying to comments so fast. It was the wrong comment I replied to. I deleted it immediately. It was done and over. I've spoken with Ebony about it. We had a great discussion about it. God, I learned so much. And so that was fine, Andy. And then she scrunches her nose and he's like, okay. And, you know, then keeps coming back.
God, I do hope it was a mistake. Because I feel like, Heather is, like, I mean, when she made that articulate comment last week, it was just like, it was just like, oh, Heather, why? Because I do feel like she is well-intentioned, but like, I'm like, I'm just sort of like hoping that she can sort of like land the plane a little bit. So I think I did read that she wrote that on Instagram. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, Heather, what's going on with you? So I'm hoping, because I was actually really, I actually was happy this week. We're about to get into it, but I was happy this week when she actually told Ebony, by the way, what I said was wrong. I was like, oh my goodness. That means that she either someone said, by the way, one of the producers said, Heather, you need to apologize for this, or she was like doing some research on her own that night after everything that happened. I don't know what it was, but I was like, oh, that's cool that she apologized.
And then it ended. Andy's like, okay, now that we've played the pin the penis on the $1 million listing castmate, let Heather, I know you prepared a speech today. I know you prepared. Go ahead, Heather. Take your turn. I just got finished punching Ryan Serhant in the arm 30 times for fun, just so I could keep rubbing his arm and saying, whoa, sorry to punch you too hard, buddy. Which was really a game. So then Heather pulls out a piece of paper and she's like, hi, I am so proud to understand that not everybody says what they mean all the time, and we can work through things together as long as we learn and we're educated and we educate each other. There's no problem. You fall down, you get up, you learn words, you change. Let's hug. It's great. Thank you.
Basically, and like, okay.
Yeah, pretty much. And Andy's like, wow, thank you. Teachable moment. Teachable moment. Okay, we're going to play a new game called Was This a Teachable Moment or a Dick of Ryan Serhant? Okay, let's play it again.
Hey, Ryan, what do you think about Josh Altman moving to moving to Massachusetts? So, okay, so it's the next morning, and the women are all packing, and Sonia spills some coffee, and Ramona's trying to start her fireplace, and it, like, won't light, so she's doing this thing with her hand. She does this every now in general, but she's doing this thing with her hand, where she's almost, like, saying, like, come on, what's wrong with your fireplace? She starts going like this. It's almost like, if I can describe it, it's like she's about to pluck an apple, but then she keeps swirling her hand. It's almost like she actually has she's swirling red wine in a glass violently. She's like, come on, why won't it light? Ramona, stop waving your hand at it. It's not going
to
respond.
Why doesn't anyone on this cast know how to light a fire? Remember when Luann almost burnt off her face when she tried to light a fire?
It's true.
So speaking of Luann, it's breakfast time, and Luann's like, Ramona, did you see what I brought you back? Croissant, Ramona. I got you croissant. I know French.
So. Oh, don't eat that one. Garth stuffed that one with lamb curry for me. Lamb. My parents are like, why is Ben yelling lamb in his bedroom right now?
I know. Your mom's going to bring you some fucking lamb in a second.
I know. That's why I stopped myself. I was like, uh-oh. Like, my parents are going to bring me lamb curry now.
Yeah. So, basically, they're like, wow, Leah left. And Ramona goes, yeah, you know what? She didn't even bother texting me. Which is fine, because I'm feeling new Ramona right now, okay? So I don't even care, even though she didn't text me back, okay? So,
Hampton's woman opens up her house to people and then doesn't get texts back when they leave. But that's just the burden of the Hampton's woman. Thank you.
So they look at the text. It's group text. And she's basically, Ramona throws down the phone and goes, oh,
and basically Leah, you know, her grandma died like 3 a.m. and so she never got to see her grandma one more time. So they're just, Ramona and Luann are just like really sad. They're like, I actually, normally I would make fun of any time Luann goes, oh, but in this case I actually believed it was genuine. And so they're just sort of sitting there.
Really? Ramona was making squealing noises and squeezing her eyes really tight, but she couldn't get them to cry. Listen,
I was making fun of it in my head, but for one second in a public venue such as our podcast, I was like, I am going to be a better human, and I am going to show the
not
world
me, I'm girl. A better human. I'm a shithead. Not me. I'm a shithead, and well, I don't care. Ramona's such a faker.
Well, guess what? The show didn't think so. The show also made fun of her, because it was like very serious. The music was like, boom, boom. Bum, bum. And they just sort of sat there in silence, and they were just sort of like reflecting and just like sitting there. And then Ramona just like picks up her phone and goes, I am so terribly sorry for your loss. Question mark. Add the question mark.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you want to say that because it's going to make her feel really bad.
Okay. You know what? Here's what I'm going to say. I should say sorry, guy, for losing the only person that ever cared about you, stupid. Everyone else hates you, dumb. Should I do that?
She's like, no, Ramona. No.
You know what? How about this one? I'm sorry that there's nobody alive that likes you, guy.
Whoa, just in that. Here's one. Whoa, Leah, I'm so sorry for the grief you must be feeling. It must be like the grief I felt when you left my house without texting and I thought you were gone, okay?
Lou says, this is why Ramona Singer is not my emergency contact. There is no emergency Ramona Singer can make better.
So then everyone's coming downstairs and Luann's telling the girls that Leah's grandma passed away and everything. And Ebony's like, yeah, I FaceTimed with her and she wasn't hysterical. And, you know, Leah was feeling like really regretful. And Ebony said, listen, I said, I'm not a rabbi or a preacher or a cabaret star. Continue. But you know what? I don't think that God makes mistakes. And I think the fact that your last memory of your grandmother is fun and loving and not talking, you know, I think that's good, you know? And Ebony's like, you know, and am I a bad person for not going down there? You know, that's what she was saying. And, you know, like, and she feels bad because she's thinking about her grandmother. And then she...
I don't know. Anybody who thinks that God doesn't make mistakes hasn't been to a food court lately. That's all I'll say.
So then Ebony brings out kind of a Melissa Gorga storyline, but it feels like it has a little bit more legs in that a woman named Ashley said that she was her sister. Basically, she tells a story. Well, it has more legs in that there's actual, you know, tangible humans involved. Not just...
Yeah, like, she didn't just hear from a psychic that she probably had a sister somewhere.
And that there was like maybe a lady at a funeral 20 years ago. Ebony doesn't really have a relationship with her. She doesn't really even know if this guy Kenneth is her dad. And she isn't sure if she wants to explore it, but she spoke with this woman, Ashley. And, apparently there was a picture of Ebony on this Ashley's grandmother's mantle for her whole childhood and all that. So that seems like it'll be the beginning of a storyline for her.
You know, it's Melissa Gorga. You know, it's Melissa Gorga writing her on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, Ebony's talking about that and, you know, maybe she has a sister or whatever. And Luann's like, whoa, look at that. Ebony let down her walls. I mean, Ebony just let down her walls right now and we are so close now. I just feel so close to her. Close to you. And Heather's like, okay, I would like to say something to Ebony, and I'd like to share it with the group. I've written it down. I hope you don't mind. Sometimes in life, okay, we are learning how rhetoric works, okay? And I have learned that rhetoric can be harmful. And so when I came into your room, I was trying to tell you, you were eloquent, but the rhetoric I used was incorrect. And I said you were articulate, which, you know, I understand that the rhetoric was different for articulate and eloquent. And I would like to apologize to you for that. Which, well, good call, by the way, Heather. Yeah. Good
that's
call.
What I'm saying. Like, that
do you think
been...
that's something that happened when you go to bed and you like Charlie Brown, like I go to bed and I think of all the stupid things I did that day. You think that's what happened? Like, she's laying in bed and she's like, did I just tell Ebony that she's articulate? Mamas.
No. Well,
I'm going to have to count mamas to go to sleep. One mama.
Holla. Two mamas. Holla. I mean, I would not say it's out of the realm of possibilities that either maybe she talked to her husband and he was like, you know, you can't say that. Or maybe she just was doing research. Maybe like after everything that happened, she's like, I got to like do some research or whatever. Like I can see Heather being someone like that. And so I don't know. But I was impressed. I thought it was just going to be this thing she was going to clarify.
I think the producers were like, hi, we brought you on to water down the blatant stupid things coming out of Ramona, Sonia, and Luann's mouths this season. You can't say that, Heather. Okay. She's like, oh gosh. That's my guess. If I had to guess what happened.
When they showed that clip, though, just again from last week. She goes, by the way, you're very articulate. And she like walks out smiling, so proud of herself. Just like how proud she is. It's just so, it's so cringeworthy, but it's so, you know, from just a, like a head on the face, you know, perspective, it is so hilarious. Not hilarious to receive it, I'm sure. But yeah. Or if we've been on the receiving end of that, but just purely from a what are you thinking perspective, it's just like,
yeah.
It was like the Jesus. Most, it was like the most on the nose version of that microaggression, right?
Yes, yes. After coming out, you know, being the one going against it the whole time, just to end it like that. So then, you know, so well. Then while she starts this whole thing, she's like, I would like to share this with the group. And Ramona goes, oh my God, I feel like you're about to preach, and I don't want to be preached to, okay? It's like they're like, listen, just shut up and listen. So she says all that, and Ebony's like, look, I know that that wasn't malicious. You know, you said articulate is what you said, and it upset me because my stereotype, you know, the stereotype is that black people can't speak the king's English. And Luann goes, like Ramona. Sorry, I had to.
It was good. It was good. That was a good one, Luann. So, also, I just love that they will just do that. They just are so savage to each other. Like, any moment, you just don't know when it's going to happen. It was, like, a serious moment where Ebony was, like, talking about this and just turns it into something to go after Ramona. So then, you know, Ebony says that she's actually been pleasantly surprised that there have been so many opportunities to connect with these women. And Ramona's like, you know what? I love that we're communicating and, like, you're teaching us some things. And Ebony says, yeah, you're using your words. Because, yeah, like, teaching white fragility. Yeah. I love Ramona being so proud.
You know what? I learned that white fragility isn't about bone health, okay? Yay me! I win! It's a struggle of the Hamptons lady!
The Hamptons lady is very fragile, okay? A lot of tennis lessons. You can sprain your ankle very easily, okay? I'm sorry. It's scary. So then, now we're back to the city after all this. And we see everyone doing different things. Ebony's recording her podcast. Luann's with her assistant, Molly, making her brush a rug. Leah's with her.
It was
just
such
daughter.
A weird scene, wasn't it?
It was
her
so
assistant's
weird.
On the ground on her knees with a pet hairbrush brushing the IKEA lamb rug or whatever the hell that thing is. Yeah. So then Leah and her Kier. Sister Sarah, sorry.
Oh, yeah, her daughter. Yeah.
Getting
all of them.
I'm getting lost cuz I was like, who's Kiss? But that's Kier. It was an autocorrect. So Leah and her daughter are getting ready for the funeral, and Sarah comes, and they're crying and stuff. And Sarah goes, oh, my God. And the worst thing is I hate my outfit. I look like a whore. And Leah's like, yeah, you do, actually.
And then we go over to Sonia, who's bossing around her assistant, Emma. Not intern, but assistant. And then she's like, yeah, take these down. Put these on the stairs. That means it has to go down. It has to go down. And then she, like, picks up an envelope, and she goes, huh? Another envelope, another unrecycled envelope. I mean, why would people buy envelopes when you can just cross this out and use it? Like, Sonia, you recycle your envelopes. Is that a thing that people do?
Sonia poor. I mean, Sonia didn't have hot water until last season. Okay.
I mean, nothing would give me less confidence than receiving an envelope that is already opened up and just taped with scotch tape. I'm like, okay,
I'm written over. It's written over.
It's like sensitive materials.
So Ramona goes to a bakery and she's like, Hi, it's me, Ramona Singer, okay? I'm here to meet somebody. He looks like a little elf that lives in a tree and gives children cookies, okay? Where is he? She's like, oh, he's in the back.
His name is Michael Lobel, and he's a real estate agent, because I know Michael socially through Sonia Morgan, but don't tell her. That's because otherwise she'll get jealous. So she sits down with this guy, and she goes, you know what? You kind of know me, but you don't know me. I'm a very driven woman, and it's that's like one of the reasons why I won't want to. That's one of the reasons why I want to be affiliated with Douglas Elliman, okay? And he's like, well, we're the best.
You know what? I really like the work, but also I'm driven a lot, okay? By help. Driven by help. What, do you think I walked here? Come on.
And so then he's like, yeah, and, you know, you fixed up your own house and everything. So, you know, a lot of people don't have the vision, but I have the vision, okay? Some people, like, my vision's so good, they're called Pearl Vision, okay? I've got the vision, okay? I've always been very business-oriented, okay? I've had my own company. I have my own skincare. I did my own Pinot Grigio. I had HSN jewelry. I once got an L.L. Bean catalog. I once touched my wallet. I'm very business-oriented, okay?
I know. Are any of those businesses still around, by the way? I don't know if you want to be listing this resume right now. I don't know if now's the time, okay? People have Google. Yeah. So he's like, well, you know, real estate is competitive. It's work. And she's like, well, you know what? Hold on. I'll show you competitive. She just gets down on the ground and starts doing 40 push-ups.
Yeah. Set. Okay.
She goes, I'm a very competitive person. And then she does. She puts her straw in her mouth and does her, like, flirt thing, which is...
Yeah. She goes, this means I want a drink, okay? Why aren't you getting your drink, guy? You
know, I know I'm a natural in real estate, and if I can make money doing that, money's my aphrodisiac, okay?
So he's like, well, you know, it's a lot. She goes, yeah, you do a 70-hour course, then they have a test to give you, and then if I want my license in Mar-a-Lago, I gotta go there. And if I want my license in Aspen, which is way better than the other place, I'm gonna go there. You know what? You have to have a good sponsor. Michael's a good broke guy, and his father's a chairman, so I'm well connected.
So he's like, okay, so crazy lady, here's what you have to know. It's 2020, so we've updated some of the terms, you know? So, like, you can't call it the master bedroom. You have to call it the primary bedroom, you know?
Yeah,
you...
the primary bedroom where the help doesn't sleep, okay? I'm learning. Look at that. Learning, okay?
What do you call the servant's quarters? The servant's bedroom now? Is that what you call it? Is it called, like... politically correct or like socially aware or both? I don't know. I'm fragilely white. I don't know.
It's a customer service representative bedroom, guy.
Hospitality assistance quarters, okay?
Yeah.
And so he's like, yeah, you can't say his or her baths. We say main bathroom one, main bathroom two. Yeah.
Now it's not just hers and his. Now it's like a homo poop room, okay? It's not the shower. It's a gay spray, okay? That's it.
Gay bathhouse. Can we call this the gay bathhouse in here? Does that work?
So then, lesbian locker room, okay?
And he goes, and, you know, if, for instance, if the building is near the park, you can't say this is just steps to the park, because what if you can't walk? Because, oh, yeah, someone told me that's for invalids.
And he's like, oh, my God.
He goes,
yeah, he's like, no. Oh, you know what? I shouldn't say that. Okay, that's for Captain Ahab's. Avivas. What do you want me to say? Okay, I'm learning.
Oh,
he's like, hands up
peg legs, okay?
He's like, handicapped. She goes, I don't play golf, okay? Like, what do you want me to say, okay? I'm not gonna have to learn to play golf, too. It's the job is hard.
I don't wear caps on my hands, okay? I don't wear caps on my hands.
He goes, well, if you're in a wheelchair, you're not stepping to the park or taking a step class. You know what? They should really change that. They should change that.
No, of course you're not stepping. No, of course you're not stepping into the park because if you're in a wheelchair, you're sad and you're home alone. Like, no, Ramona. So Ramona's like, you know what? It's a different world today. And you know me, I'm unfiltered. So I have to be really careful and watch my P's and Q's and homosexuals, okay?
He's like, in the meantime, let's do some open houses. So Douglas Elliman is one of the places on Million Dollar Listing. So yeah. You never know. We've already had a Kelly Bensimone moment. So I guess our next stop, Singer.
Maybe Singer she'll just Avenue, make the move to Selling Sunset. Hi, Oppenheim Brothers. Guess what? I sold an amazing house, but I sold to my daughter, Avery. So I guess there's no commission, okay? Because it was on the house. Whoa. The house is on the house. Get it? They're like, you're fired.
Yeah. So now let's go over to Infinity Boxing Club with Ebony and Leah and Martin. So Ebony's going to come learn how to box. Ah. And she's like, before I box, I'm going to check on my girl real quick. Let's talk about the wake. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. So Leah's like, well, it was a beautiful ceremony. And like, I just don't know what my family looks like without a grandmother. And, like, I don't know what I'm going to do now. And like, all my decisions, I'm going to be decisions that my grandma will be proud of once.
Yeah.
That'll happen once.
So then, So then Sonia comes in and she's so excited to see Martin. She like runs up and hugs him. She's like, I knew I was going to meet you one day. I saw you on Instagram.
Yeah.
And so they hug, and he's like, oh, yeah, now you can save me from these lunatics, huh?
So Leo's like, well, Anthony and I are Virgos, and we're like problem solvers, and like it's a joint effort to help Sonia and make sure Luann and Ramona don't like step all over her all the time. So they're still doing this thing where they want to set her up and prop her up and all that stuff. So Sonia gets into the ring with Martin, and we see them boxing, and she's very tentative at first. He's like, watch this, jab, jab, bop, bop, jab, big a quas, jab, what, quas, quas, jab, a quas. He sort of talks a little bit like Elmer Fudd, you know, like if Elmer Fudd had suffered many blows to the head, which he, Elmer Fudd kind of inherently has a little bit, you know?
Jab, 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 bap, 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 jab, 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 bap, 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 bap,
quas, 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 jab, jab, oh, quas, quas, jab, jab, quas, quas.
Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit. So he's like, come on, Sonia, why you hold back? Don't be so fucking polite. And the girls are cheering her on like, you're the best. You're a star, Sonia. You're the star. And she's just giving him light hits. And he's like, think of something that makes you mad, all right? You know, who's giving you a hard time? Ramona, what does Lou call you? What do they call you?
Stupid slut.
Oh, yeah. What if I called you a stupid slut? That's only how hard you'd hit?
Like, yeah.
What else do they do?
They call me a hooker.
Mm-mm. Come on, harder. What if I told you I went to Bank of America?
She's like pummeling him on the ground. Like, blood's flying.
Keep it in the family, Martin. So she's pushing.
Teachers
pushing.
Credit Union, how dare you?
So anyway... so then now it's election day, and so... Leah and Martin, we're getting clips of everyone on their phones. And so Leah and Martin are together, and Leah's like, we aren't exercising our right to. And then he said, vote for Dimmesdale, which I felt like was a reference that I didn't get.
No, Tinsdale, Tinsley.
Oh, Tinsdale.
Because that's how he started on the, that's right. He loves his Tinsdale. So he was saying, vote for Tinsdale.
I would love to vote for Tinsley for president. Oh, the motion passes. Oh, but so does time.
Welcome to the State of the Union. If we don't make up with Russia, I'm dying alone.
Yeah, Luann, I am giving an inauguration speech. What are you going to do about it, Luann? Oh, I'm miserable. I'm fucking miserable, NATO. I would love a whiny president. How funny would that be if every press conference was a president just crying?
Go stop.
Just Dale taking the press conferences. Like, all right, I've got an opening for a question from you at USA Today. Is are we going to continue our Russian sanctions and Iranians? Now, Tinsley will not be getting married because she just doesn't know how to behave herself. Thank God for tiny chihuahuas. Anybody else?
Dun, 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 dun. Breaking news. This just in, the President of the United States will be descending in a hoop at the New York Circus. This marks the first time a standing president has actually sat in a hoop at the circus. Dun, 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 dun. This is the one thing that would bring Pelosi and McConnell together, is just like sitting at a table with Tinsley. If I'm like, we got to do something about this. I can't sit at this table any longer without president. Oh, you guys.
They're all trying to get reservations at AOC. Okay, so we see little clips of everybody going to vote, you know, and then we go to Ebony's apartment, Ebony's going to be throwing an election party, which just, you know, I don't care what show it is. I think it's a very bad idea for Real Housewives to go to voting parties. Just don't think it's a good idea, okay?
Let me tell you something. I went to one voting party. Okay, I went... It was 2016. And I normally just watch elections at home alone. And then my friends were like, come to this restaurant. We're all watching. And then I was like, no, I'm going to watch alone. And then things didn't go so well for my side. And so I was like, I think I should be around people. So then I went to this restaurant because there still was hope for Hillary at that point. And then just very, very slowly, the hope diminished. And let me tell you something. You know what's worse than having your hope dashed? Having your hope dashed while you're, like, out and about. It's like, there were no Oreos nearby. There was no ice cream.
Yeah.
I don't know. No more election parties for me.
Yeah, you can't just masturbate and fall asleep on a booth. You know, it's like you're fucked. You can't
switch to HGTV and pretend that it's not happening.
Yeah. So Ebony's there, and Carrie James, her little dog, of course, is there. And Natalie, her friend Natalie, shows up, and Ebony's like, I don't care who you guys are supporting. Let's just enjoy this moment of democracy. And then Leah comes and announces Sarah's coming. And Leah comes with a tutu on the back of her pants, which I'm not really sure what that's.
It was almost, yeah. And then she brings her dog, Angel Marie. So we have Angel Marie and Carrie James. These very formal... Are these like American Idol contestants? That's what it sounded like to me. And so then... oh, knock, knock, knock. Special guest. Hey, it's John F. Kennedy, one of our iconic presidents. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President. Happy birthday to... Line, does anyone have to know the rest of the song? I never quite finish it.
I feel like she's just doing that to kind of trigger Carol Radswell at home, you know?
Yes.
So even though that was JJ. So let's see here. Where am I? I was looking up Carrie James, is what I was doing, in case anybody thinks I just totally checked out. I was. Okay, so let's see here. I think it's strange. Sorry, so dogs. I just wrote down, this is the scene where Ben is going to be the most triggered all season.
Oh,
because yes. It's just people with untrained dogs behaving badly, which you hate.
I hate that. I don't like undisciplined dog energy. I actually would have gone so nuts at that party because I hate watching dogs eat shit off of a table. Like, it drives me nuts because I feel like I'm the only one who cares and I'm the only one being like, get down, get down. Like, because it's always the owner that's like... Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, get that. Like what Leah was doing. I was like, no, Angel, no. I'm like, she doesn't speak English. Go and shoo her off. Like, it drives me nuts. That frenetic energy, like, running around and, like, going after it's like toddlers and little dogs, or big dogs. It doesn't matter the size of the dog. But undisciplined dogs drive me nuts in a social situation. Like, absolutely crazy.
Yeah, so this scene was built for you.
Yeah.
So then they start talking about Ramona and how Ramona's not there, and Leah says she's planning on being gone because she's, like, worried about New York, like, you know, going crazy over the election and, like, protesting stuff like looting. That.
It's like... It's the most typical hilarious.
Ramona.
Sylvia's like, even if there were riots, I'm pretty sure she'd be safe. She lives in a high-rise luxury doorman building. Like, so do I. I think we're good.
Did you say Sylvia? That's Leah who said that. But I thought you said Sylvia. No, I thought you said Sylvia. Then Sylvia, I mean, maybe was Sylvia like... Sylvia
said that too.
Your friend Sylvia, I love
my
her.
My friend Sylvia might have said that. Well, I mean, if there were riots, I'm pretty sure she would actually say that too.
Yeah. So, let's see. So Luann's like, oh, that dog. That dog, it's on the table. The dog is on. That dog. Like, Luann's countess starts kicking in.
Yes. And then she goes, well, thank God the dog didn't have a torch. Like, she goes, well, the dog takes after her mother, but thank God the dog didn't have a torch. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you just wait. You just wait, because that dog will have a torch soon enough.
Yeah. So Ebony is like, oh my God, she's so aggressive. Why is she so aggressive? And then her friend says, just like her mama. And they all laugh and laugh. And Luann's like, well, I'd get aggressive over guac too. Ha ha ha. The dog is on the table. I'm trying to have fun. I'm trying to be calm about this, but it's really disheartening.
Did that dog just say Giovanni? So then, Ebony's like, by the way, ladies, tomorrow we're going to have a party. It's going to be a night in Harlem with Ebony K. Williams and friends. And Luann goes, ha, ha, oh, sorry, I just had to laugh. I mean, as we all know, I mean, Betsy, there's Countess and friends, and pretty much it ends there. I don't think there's anyone else who has the and friends thing. It's kind of my thing. You know what I'm saying? Anyone?
Yeah. Do you have any pictures where you're posing in front of the poster that you're on in front of a real theater? Okay.
Will Cheyenne Jackson be joining? No?
Oh, I don't think so. So Ebony tells them that she lived in Harlem for 6 years and it's the soul of Black intelligentsia. And she's like, and you're going to be introduced to that tomorrow. And Angel's eating food off the table, so Luann can't even listen. She's just like, oh, dog, table, dog, table, dog, table, dog.
I thought I got through this once Noelle got out of puberty. So then there's a ring at the doorbell. Oh, that must be Sonia Rita. So here comes Sonia all dressed up. She's like, I wore red to match my shoes. I'm like, oh, good catch there, Sonia. She almost wore... I was like bragging about wearing red.
She was in pink, wasn't she?
She had undies. She was in like a pink... red undies.
Oh, her underwear. I was like, she had like a little pink Jackie O thing going on. She did. She lifted up her butt, and Natalie's just like, okay. So yeah. Natalie's experience with all these women is hilarious. She's like, I'm going to get up now. At one point when Sonia starts going crazy, she's like, I'm going to get up and walk up over here. And yeah. You can't do that because Sonia will just follow you.
Yep. So then there's like beautiful beef presented as an hors d'oeuvre. And Sonia's like, oh, is this sirloin? And he's like, I don't serve my guests sirloin. It's filet, okay? It's filet. Which actually made me even more angry that the dog was just sort of eating this fancy filet unfettered. Like, hello, it's filet, not sirloin.
Mm-hmm. So then Ebony's dog is now on the table eating, and so she blames Leah's dog for teaching her, like being the bad influence and stuff. Mm-hmm. So then Sonia's like, oh, tomorrow that's gonna be right up Lou's alley, you know, she loves that Cotton Club. That's all I really know, Globetrotters. I think that's all.
Yeah, I think that's Columbia. Pretty much it. Is Columbia up there? I think that's about it.
Up there.
Yeah.
That's up there.
So, Harlem Nights, it's a movie with Eddie Murphy.
That's one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Godfather of. We know all about it.
Prostitutes or many women married to the same guy. That's harem, not Harlem.
So Sonia's like, well, I'm not going to wear a gown or anything. I'm just going to wear a little simple black dress. And Luann's like, why not? She's like, just a little black dress and a headband. That's it. And Sarah goes, oh my God, I'm glad that you guys are like talking about this, because Leah was texting me today that I'm supposed to wear Satan glitter. And like, I didn't know what that meant. Like Satan glitter. I was going to go like get little horns and a glitter crown or something. And Leah's like, I was saying sequins. It was an autocorrect. And Leah goes, thank God, because showing up as the white devil to Harlem might be a little problematic.
Might have not landed. Don't worry, we still have Ramona on the cast. So whatever Sarah does will surely be trumped by Ramona.
Yes.
Speaking of which, Ramona calls in, she FaceTimes. She's like, hi, how are you? How is your party going? I'm safe and sound in the Hamptons, okay? Please send water and food if you get a chance, okay? So then Ebony's like, hey Ramona, look how Sonia came to my house. And she puts the camera on Sonia, and Ramona's, what the fuck are you wearing, okay? Like, you know, Ebony, this is maybe not the best way to prop up Sonia, is pointing out what she wore and then forcing Ramona to look at it like that.
Yeah. And Sonia's like, oh yeah, Ramona won't go to a political event, okay? If she's single issue, what's good for Ramona? Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. They're talking about how Ramona is going to come to the Cotton Club because she's like, you know what, based on what I'm seeing on the news, I think it's going to be safe. Okay. I think it's going to be safe for me to come into the city. Okay. I'm still going to drive in a tank just to be sure, but I think I can make it. Okay. So then Sonia's just like mad now at Ramona because she feels like Ramona has total double standards with her friends.
Sarah says Ramona has a lot of double standards. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, she's a total hypocrite. I mean, is that okay to say? And Luann's like, well, she does have her moments. I mean, she's not a dog on the table, but and so she can be rude.
So Sonia's now drunk. She goes, okay, let me speak my truth, okay? I need to speak. Let me speak my truth because I'm an intuitive girl, okay? And I found it very manipulative because Micah Ramona is the master of manipulation, and she posted, I'm always up for meeting new girls. She posted a picture of you, Ebony, and guess what? I would not post a new friend ever. Like, I don't like it. I don't like posting a new friend. And so Ebony obviously knows what this is, what she's getting to. So she's like, so, well, why do you think she did it? And Luann goes, well, I think she's saying she posted a picture with an agenda. I like to post a picture with a schedule of tour dates because I have a tour. Anyway, go see my website for details.
And somebody's like, I don't like wearing corsets as an armband. I don't do that. And she posted a picture of her other new friend, Brashawn, who's also black. Like, Sonia is screaming and yelling and wasted. And Natalie's just looking at her like, who the hell is this person?
Yeah.
Like, I've seen this on TV, and this is way worse in person, you know?
And Leah's like, I guess she's like, you know who's never been on her Instagram? Me. So they're basically all... So Ebony's saying, are you telling me that Ramona is posting pictures rapid fire of black women in her life to counter a narrative that she's racist? And then all of them go, yeah, obviously. Yeah,
yes, exactly. Yeah, obviously.
You got it. Like, they're so happy to like literally be like, yeah, Ramona's racist. Cool. Yeah.
So Ebony's like, God, well, I feel gullible because, I mean, I thought she was just being really nice, you know? I mean, I really believed it. And Sonia's like, oh, don't get your hair up on your back. I mean, she is my girlfriend, and I don't like people who say I support LGBT. I don't like it on their back. Why is it on your back? Get it off your back!
Yeah, well, she has said she doesn't like people who wear, because she was saying she doesn't like people who wear causes like handbags, and she's like, and I don't like people who put like do the I support the LGBT thing, but then they throw the hand back, and then Ebony's like, so you don't like performative allyship? I hate it. She says it like a drunk toddler.
Live it, love it, list it. That's what I think. I love Ramona fucking Singer, but don't you post a fucking picture, fucking.
Like, shut up unless you're living it, feeling it, breathing it, fucking it, going down on it, and serving it brown ice cubes. Don't you dare say it.
Jeez. And Leah's like, we did want Sonia to gain some confidence, but I think we created a monster. Yeah, Sonia, this is a lot. I mean, look, I don't even know that what she's saying about Ramona is wrong. This does sound total Ramona, but is it also weird that she would post a picture during filming of the new castmate that she's, I don't know. I think it's a lot.
I don't think Sonia's necessarily wrong. I think, I think we all know, right? We all know, right? So, it just, you know, I think like, I don't know. I in her own drunken way, I don't think she was able to say, it was just funny that I just think it was just really funny that they just are all acknowledging that Ramona has racist tendencies. And they're just like, yeah, she does. She does. And they're just like,
oh my God,
she does.
So Sonia's like, oh, please don't excuse yourself. Because now Natalie has gotten up because Sonia's just yelling and screaming and being crazy. And she's like, I like Ramona Singer, okay, but she does do that. And Ebony asks the other girl, she's like, is Sonia okay? And Luann goes, it's because she's drinking. That's why. This is what's happening.
Yeah, she's starting. Remember that once old classic. So Luann's like, well, I gotta leave. This is giving me too much anxiety. And of course, I'm not talking about Sonia being wasted. I'm talking about the dog that's urinating on the filet. So Audi 5000. So then Ebony's like, well, so... Sonia, you, Ramona, and Luann are like blood sisters. Yeah, we darn right are. And you know what? If someone in this circle said something about Ramona, I'd punch her lights out because I know how to punch now, okay? So, and Ebony is like, well, don't punch my lights out. Well, listen, she's a master manipulator, and she thought posting on her page would make her look good. And then she just starts monologuing and going on and on and on.
Yeah, and you see it just, it's like an hour later. Yeah. 18 hours later, Biden has officially been elected. It's like a month later.
She's like, yeah, I'm not a social person.
Yeah, cut.
They just got sexist guys and cut. She shits on my relationships. That's one thing she does that I don't like.
Cut.
You know, this guy I'm dating has a boat.
It's lobster roll. It's a lobster roll. So finally, the girl's like, we're going to go. We're going to go. Whatever excitement we felt about this election has been ruined now. So we're just going to leave. And yeah. And then Ebony gives Sonia like leftover lobster meat, and Sonia goes, you know, I had a great time. I was worried that this party was gonna be stiff and preachy. I was like, it was preachy, and you were the one who was preaching. You were being the preachiest of everyone.
Good God.
Not necessarily wrong, so, but preaching, nonetheless.
Yeah, some more cringing on Real Housewives of New York. So it's thanks. Great. Keeping it consistent, guys.
Great work, everyone. Great work.
Jeez. So there we go. And next week looks like Ramona. You know, it's like whatever you think of how everybody's doing so far, however this is going to end or whatever, we all know the season ends with Ramona eating a shit pie. We all know it. We're just waiting to see it unfold, and it looks like it starts next week. So
it's like, we'll be there. Ramona's going to learn truly about white fragility next week, so that'll be really fun for all of us to watch. So until then, tomorrow we are back with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where we are going to talk about the Hustler and the Hustler and all that good stuff. And that will also be Crappens on Demand, so be sure to tune in for that. That's, again, patreon.com/watchforcrappens. Sign up at the Crappens on Demand level. And until then, everyone stay safe. And we'll talk to you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels, Dana C., Dana Do.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's Get Racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's Take Off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.